Hello, everyone, and welcome to Out and About with Antoinette. Now, this is a podcast where I get an opportunity to interview people who are from in and around the state of Delaware that are doing some positive things in their communities. And today, my special guest is Janae Hall. Janae is the owner and operator of Sophisticated Scrubs, LLC. And Sophisticated Scrubs is an online and mobile uniform apparel and accessories store. Janae is also my sorority sister of Sigma Gamma Rho Sorority, Incorporated. Janae, welcome to Out and About with Antoinette.
Thank you for having me.
And I'm so glad that you're here. You know, we had an opportunity to meet, even though, you know, we saw Roars and all that. But before we even get into the wonderful clothing line, I love your Sophisticated Scrubs. Can you just tell the listening audience a little bit about your journey, how you got to this point? Is this something that, you know, you always wanted to do?
No, actually, I didn't actually think about starting my own business until the COVID, in the middle of the pandemic, because I work in healthcare and I was getting burnt out. So that's what made me think of, hey, maybe I should start my own business and have a product for people and have more time for myself.
And that's you know what? That is such a great idea, you know, because being in the medical field, did it seem like it was a easy transition to go from, you know, working in the medical field to actually providing items and clothing to those that are in the medical field?
Yes, because I wear scrubs and everybody that I work with around me, they wear scrubs too. So, yes, to be able to provide a service to them that we already wear was just an idea that I thought would be excellent.
And I love how you said, you know, with the pandemic, you pivoted, you know, you wanted to do something a little different, but still stay in your comfort zone. So are you going on a steady path? Because I actually had an opportunity to come to your ribbon cutting, which was held at the Central Delaware Chamber of Commerce. Now, for me, you know, I always knew that, you know, ribbon cuttings were exciting for the business owners. How was that day for you?
That was a very exciting day. It was a humbling day. I was excited because I'm going through my journey and you do have to pivot and things come that you don't expect. So that was a very humbling day and it was an achievement, exciting achievement. And I felt so proud.
And your husband was there. I love that. He seems to be so supportive.
Yes.
So what did he say when you came up with the idea of doing the Sophisticated Scrubs? Because from what I understand, were you in the market, in the retail market before you branched out on your own?
No, actually I wasn't. When I first came up with the idea of selling scrubs, he looked at me like, really? You really want to do that? And I said, yes. But he's been very supportive and he said, whatever you do, I'll stand behind you. And through this year and a half, he has really been there. When I've been upset, when I've been happy, he's been still cheering me on. So I'm glad to have him.
And you know, that's really important to have your spouse, your partner, you know, the person that's been with you through thick and thin to always be with you when you decide to, hey, you know, I'm going to change up and do something differently. How has it really like changed the dynamics of your relationship? Has it gotten stronger? Are you guys like going at it? You know, what is it like to pivot?
It's both. Sometimes he gets upset with me if I start acting like I want to give up. And he's like, no, you're not giving up. You have invested so much in this and you're going to keep embracing this journey and you're going to get used to going from working a regular job to entrepreneurship, which the transition is not easy because I've been working in healthcare for 25 years. So it's just getting used to changing my mindset, which isn't easy. It's gradual, but I'm slowly getting there. And I'm happy for that. And I'm happy that he's guiding me through that because he's a barber. So he knows how it is to be in entrepreneurship and the ups and downs. So he's slowly guiding me so my mindset can change so I can get used to it and get the tough skin to be able to survive.
I love that. Yeah. Yeah. Don't give up. Don't give up, you know, and it's so important. Like you said, he understands. So he's helping you and that makes it even better, you know, for you, because I know it could, is this a tough nut to crack when it comes to, selling scrubs or, you know, how is that journey? We know you, cause we know we see them in the store, but people don't, I mean, they've got to go to your website. We're going to give them that information because these are better than what you see in the store. I don't care what anybody says.
Oh, thank you. I think when I first started, I have a lot of friends who also work in healthcare with me. And I think the first thing that really upset me was none of them would support me. I have a girlfriend that I talk to every day who I kept saying I'm going to open a scrub business. And her attitude just slowly started to change where now we're really not even friends, all because I wanted to start a scrub business. And I wasn't expecting her to buy anything, but even if she had recommended me, supported me, shared my stuff on her page, she wouldn't even do that. So it's just, when you start, for me, starting this journey, it was like you realize who your friends are and who they're not. And I just realized I had to let that go and keep pressing on.
I'm glad you learned that lesson early, because it's funny, because that's what I actually wrote a blog post, and it's referenced, you know, in the Bible about prophets not being honored in their own community. And we think our friends and our family is going to be our biggest supporters, and they turn out not to be. It's strangers that are the ones that are the most supportive. And it can be very frustrating because, you know, I don't know about you, but like you said, it's not the fact that I want you to buy from me. I just want you to support me, whether it's sharing my site on your social media pages or just, you know, letting other people know. And that can be disappointing as well when you're first starting out. But like your husband says, don't give up.
No, don't give up.
So you are doing a lot of traveling up and down the state of Delaware. In addition, now, are you still working a 9-to-5?
I still work part-time at Christiana Hospital overnight.
Okay. So So I'm going to say that you're side gigging it at Christiana because your number one job is sophisticated scrubs. Yes. Yes.
Yes.
And I want people to be able to see this because you got a fashion show. A little birdie told me that you're going to have a fashion show coming up early next year. Now, this is going to be amazing because first and foremost, when you think of fashion shows, you don't think of scrubs. And I want to talk to you more about that. So we're going to take a really quick break. So everybody go grab yourself something to sip or snack. We'll be right back. And then we come back. I'm going to talk to Janae about sophisticated scrubs and the fashion show that's coming up. So don't forget, find and follow me on all my social media platforms as well. And use the Linktree ID Del Blogger. We'll be right back.
Hey, I'm Marcus Johnson, and starting September 18th, I'd like to invite you to join me Saturday mornings at 9 a.m. for the Flow Podcast with Marcus Johnson. Flow is spelled F-L-O with no W, and it means for the love of. As an award-winning entrepreneur, musician, lawyer, professor, and most importantly, a dad, I've had many experiences that have taught me invaluable lessons and tools that we all can use to achieve our highest potential. We call it going deeper. If you're an entrepreneur looking for foundational strategies for creating and enjoying your success, a parent looking for the self-care needed to maximize your engagement in your family and your occupation, or if you're just looking to live the journey of life with intention, love, passion, work-life balance, and happiness, the Flow Podcast is for you. So starting September 18th on Saturdays at 9 a.m., join me for the Flow Podcast with Marcus Johnson. It's for the love of you. Streaming on all major platforms.
Are you ready to join the billion-dollar podcasting industry? If so, Blake's Booth Podcasting Studio is ready for you. Whether you're just starting out and have no equipment, or you are a seasoned pro but need help with production, Blake's Booth Podcasting Studio has everything you need. Conveniently located in Middletown, Delaware, Blake's state-of-the-art production facilities make producing your first or 100th podcast a breeze. No matter what kind of project you have in mind, the professionals at Blake's Booth Podcasting Studio can help with your production or give you the tools to produce it on your own. At the heart of Blake's Booth Podcasting Studio is award-winning blogger, vlogger, and CEO, Antoinette Blake. And her goal is simple, to help one more entrepreneur be successful. So stop making excuses and start making your podcast, audiobook, e-course, and other online dreams come true. Call Blake's Booth Podcasting Studio now, 302-261-3530. That's 302-261-3530.
Hello, hello, and welcome back to the show. This is Antoinette Blake, the host of Out and About with Antoinette. I'm also the CEO of A. Blake Enterprises, social media marketing and consulting, an award-winning blogger, author, and podcast host. And here on Out and About with Antoinette, every Wednesday at 1 p.m., I get to interview a guest who's from in and around the state of Delaware that's doing some great things in their communities. And today I'm talking with Janae Hall. Now, before the break, we started talking about a fashion show. She is going to start a fashion show. Janae, your sales are mainly online, but you've been doing some pop-up shops, you know, around Delaware, and you had the family-friendly festival at Reading Middle School, but a little birdie told me that you're working on a sophisticated scrubs fashion show that's going to be held at Helping One More Entrepreneur in Middletown. How amazing is that? Are you excited?
Yes, I'm just in the beginning, the planning stages. I'm planning to do that for my second anniversary. So I probably will, my pinpoint is April. Or beginning of May. So I'm just in the beginning planning stages of that. But yes, I'm very excited.
Now, in addition to scrubs, don't you have, what else do you have in that line?
A compression sock, a clog, a Littman stethoscope.
And I actually saw some of your products when you did the family festival in Middletown. And your scrubs, they have different designs, right? Like different colors, different designs. Are they, you know, for everybody? Sure. Like what, from size small to extra large? What can we find?
They run from extra, extra small. Some go all the way up to 5XL. I also sell men. Can't forget the men. Mm-hmm. So scrubs for men too. So yes, all types of prints, designs. There are 5 different brands. Top brands, I sell Meg Couture, Koi, Jockey, Maven, Ava Therese. So, yes.
Good, good. Yeah, you know what? I need to find out. Before I let you go, we're going to give me the link to the site. But you and I have been connecting on a weekly basis on, you know, building your business. And you have been doing the darn thing. I'm so proud of you. Up and down the state. You know, I heard you said, I don't know if you want to announce it on the show, but you just came up from down in the lower Delaware. Are you going to be featured someplace that we can see you?
Yes, the Women's Journal of Sussex. I'm going to be featured in there.
That is truly an honor, people love those big, big magazines that you can find all over the place. So I can't wait to see you in that as well. Did you pose as yourself or were you posing in with some of your scrubs?
I posed in a picture with my scrubs.
Uh-huh.
So everybody could see that. I also offer embroidery. So I have my logo embroidered on my scrub top that I'll be my picture. My
photograph. Great. Now I know we've been trying to connect with each other and you're so busy, you know, with the home and the business and also doing the part-time work. So before I let you go, leave us your contact information, the website, so people know how they can order or to see, you know, see the product in person, any, social media platforms, just give us all that information.
I'm on Facebook and Instagram, Sophisticated Scrubs LLC. My website is www.sophisticatedscrubs.shop.
Great. So that's sophisticatedscrubs.shop. And we can find you on Facebook and Instagram at Sophisticated Scrubs LLC. And that's where we can go and check out the line of items there. So, you know, I appreciate you so very much, Soro, for giving me just a few minutes of your time. Again, I know you're so busy. You're ripping and running and trying to, you know, you got a lot of balls in the air because that's how entrepreneurship is. So before I let you go, are there any last words that you'd like to leave for us and the listening audience?
I just would like to say for anybody considering entrepreneurship, it is a journey. You have to embrace it and you can't give up. And I'm just excited that I'm here with Sophisticated Scrubs LLC and that I'm able to offer scrubs not only to the healthcare community, but to any professionals that need it, daycares, a doctor's office, dental offices, cleaning companies, anyone who needs to wear them, they can check my website out. Thank you.
Thank you, Janae. And, you know, again, I want people to head over to sophisticatedscrubs.shop to check out her line. Not only, you know, does she have scrubs for women, she also has it for men. And that's important as well. You know, there's compression socks, which is great. You know, most of us need that, especially on our feet all the time. And her clogs are cute. So you got to check that out. So, Janae, thank you again so very much for spending a few minutes of your time with me here today. I'm wishing you and yours a beautifully blessed week, and may God continue to bless you, your mission, and your vision.
Thank you.
And I want to thank you guys today for listening to this episode of Out and About with Antoinette, because every week I have the privilege of interviewing a guest from in and around the state of Delaware who is doing great things in their communities. And if you'd like to be a guest on Out and About with Antoinette, please send an email to info@ablakeenterprises.com. And don't forget to find and follow me on all my social media platforms, including my blog and my vlog, using the Linktree ID Dell Blogger. Thank you for listening. And please share this podcast link with your family, your friend, your bae, and your boo too. And until the next time, stay smart, stay safe, and stay social, because I will see you in cyberspace. See ya. It's the GE Diva, aka the Delaware Blogger. Have a beautifully blessed day. Bye-bye.